Beyond Blindness. BWA serving its members for over 80 years. Magazine for members of BB. April 2021. Administration and Member Services, 1 Cameron Avenue, Gilles Plains. Postal address, P.O. Box 163 Greenacres S. A 5086. Telephone, 83676088. Fax, 83690063. Email, info@bindblindness.org.au. Website, www.bindblindness.org.au. Welcome to a later than usual edition of your Beyond Blindness magazine for 2021. After a lot of feedback, we came to the conclusion the format of providing you with information wasn't working for the readers, and there were some articles providing the same information, which made for boring reading. As you will read below, we have employed Jason Hanrahan in a part-time role as marketing consultant, who is also helping to collate the magazine with up-to-date information which pertains to members' interests. Congratulations have to go to Tony Starkey, chairperson of Beyond Blindness, for being elected onto the World Blind Union along with Karen Knight. Please enjoy, and feedback will be appreciated. A message from the board. Since its purchase in late 2016, many members of Beyond Blindness have taken the opportunity to stay in our fully self-contained two-bedroom Oaks Liberty Towers apartment at Glen Elg. The board has recently reviewed its subsidized apartment rental arrangement for this property, and I am pleased to advise that we will be continuing to provide this service to Beyond Blindness members into the foreseeable future. It is important that as a board we apply good governance practices and routinely review our services and operations to ensure we are supporting all our members throughout South Australia. We aim to provide, where practicable, quality sustainable services and supports equitably across our entire membership base. At its regular meeting in March, the board agreed to undertake a forward-looking strategic planning workshop, the objective of which will be to develop a plan that positions Beyond Blindness as a sustainable, effective, and responsive organization within the blindness and disability sector beyond 2023 through to 2030. Traditionally, we have looked 3 years into the future, but as the changes in disability and aged care government-sponsored services have, and will continue to be, developed based on the outcomes of the Aged Care and Disability Services Royal Commissions, Beyond Blindness needs to fill in the gaps and continue to ensure our members can participate independently in the community with the supports they need. This strategic planning work will continue through 2021-2022, ready for implementation in 2023. Naturally, the outcome will be based on financial sustainability, as well as being flexible to take advantages of opportunities and potential alternative income sources. The board will endeavor to keep members informed and updated as we progress this important work for Beyond Blindness and our members. Tony Starkey, Chairperson. From the Manager. After a difficult year due to the unprecedented challenges of COVID, it's great to see our regular services returning to normal, members back on Beyond Blindness buses, and smiles and laughter throughout our Gilles Plains Centre. One of the successful activities undertaken during this period was our telephone contact service, introduced for those members previously coming into the centre. Now that our Gilles Plains facility is once again up and running, we are actively working to establish a similar service for members in isolated and country areas. Our Small Jobs program, introduced last year, has also proven to be very successful, with over 30 jobs completed last month alone. Each day, volunteers head out from Gilles Plains with tools and skills to undertake small maintenance and other support tasks in members' homes. Some of the jobs undertaken have included patching a hole in a bedroom wall, fixing a bedroom door, setting up menus and apps on a phone and new TV, providing tech support for an Apple Watch, tactile marking of a microwave, pantry labeling, and tidying cords behind a TV and stereo. To ensure success of the program, our operations coordinator, Visa, has been recruiting some wonderful new volunteers with a broad range of skills. Some are retired and looking to use their talents in a new challenge, while others are students or working professionals keen to learn about blindness, or simply wanting to give back to the community. As the end of the financial year fast approaches, we are well into planning and budget preparation for the new financial year. Our aim is to offer more to isolated members across the metropolitan area and to continue to make inroads into regional areas, in line with our broader plan for service growth and expansion. Last year, as part of our project to give better access to those members not living close to our Shiel Plains Center, we started our Friday pub lunch program. While this has been well received, it became apparent members may prefer day trips. As a result, we are developing a new day trip program to be introduced in the new financial year. We will be compiling an annual calendar of up to 24 interesting day trips in and around Adelaide. We hope to offer most metropolitan members access to 2 day trip options per month. In other news, the Beyond Blindness Board recently increased our subsidy for adaptive technology from $3,000 to $4,000. This reflects the increasing costs of technology, particularly for members requiring braille equipment. To simplify the process, we will now also pay the subsidy direct to members rather than suppliers. In the South, Tracy Reed continues to support our Southern members, and the Southern Christmas dinner must have been one of the most attended Beyond Blindness events for some time. Tracy continues to innovate and develop new activities for our Southern members, whether it is a fishing charter, a coffee chat group, or a trip on the Cockle train and lunch at the Jewelwa Hotel. Tracy, as with all our Beyond Blindness staff, is always there for our members. All in all, as the current financial year draws to a close, Beyond Blindness is once again in a strong financial position. We are well placed to look to the future and build on this with new programs and targeted assistance for members, particularly those who may be experiencing isolation. Jim Colligan, General Manager. Around the office. We recently welcomed Jason Hanrahan to the Beyond Blindness office team. Jason's part-time role as marketing consultant aims to raise the profile of Beyond Blindness in the broader community, put new marketing systems in place and introduce a culture of marketing and promotion of our activities. Jason brings a wealth of knowledge and experience from his background in marketing and communications with the Sydney Paralympic Games, Guide Dogs, Uniting Care Queensland, and the National Disability Insurance Agency, NDIA. As a person who is also blind, Jason brings great credibility to the role and the promotion of blindness issues. He has already developed a new media policy that has been accepted by the board, spoken on radio with Peter Greco, worked with Sandra Holmes to progress development of a community education package, contributed to research and introduction of a new CRM database, and reformatted our newsletter to be more relevant to the needs of our members. Our long-term staff member, Deirdre Gavros, will be taking up a new position with us as Member Engagement Officer. This reflects Deirdre's dedication and many years of experience working with our membership. As part of our member services team, Deirdre will be looking to help isolated regional and city members, adding to the valuable work she has already undertaken recently with Deborah Beebye, working with our northern groups and establishing links with our Barossa Valley members. Given Deirdre's long association with Beyond Blindness, our board will also continue to look to Deirdre to support them in the preparation of board materials and to maintain our links to our history as blind welfare. In memory of a devoted volunteer, Patricia Dempsey, who we fondly know as Trish, commenced volunteering with Beyond Blindness in early 2017. She started as a driver assisting our members with transport to shopping and medical appointments. With over 30 years' experience in office administration and accounting, Trish soon became an invaluable member of the extended office team, assisting with reception and administration tasks 3 days per week. She was an efficient individual with a tremendous work ethic, helping with a wide range of administration tasks and making a significant contribution to the smooth running of the Beyond Blindness office. Sadly, Trish passed away unexpectedly on the 14th of April, just 3 weeks after being diagnosed with a rare form of terminal cancer. Trish's diagnosis and subsequent passing has greatly impacted many of us at Beyond Blindness, particularly our office staff who worked closely with her. An extremely active individual, Trish was also heavily involved in CFS and Koto and ran fitness classes for mature adults at Strength for Life. She was also a justice of the peace, and we regularly utilized her services for our members and volunteers. She will be fondly remembered as a bright, energetic, and helpful individual who always liked to keep herself busy. Trish's passing will be a huge loss for all of us at Beyond Blindness, and she will be greatly missed. May she rest in peace, knowing that she helped so many during her lifetime. Sector update. Changes to the NDIS. In a proposed change to the National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, those applying to the NDIS for the first time, and some existing participants having plan reviews, will be required to undertake an independent assessment. In a recent announcement by the new Minister for the NDIS, Linda Reynolds, these changes, due to be introduced in July this year, have now been put on hold until further trials have been undertaken. Independent assessments will provide the NDIS with an understanding of your functional capacity. Things like how well you are able to function at home and in the community, as well as the overall impact your disability has on your life. Independent allied health professionals, that is, occupational therapists and rehabilitation consultants etc., will conduct these assessments. They will be using a number of internationally approved tools, in order to ask questions about your current abilities, capacities. Your independent assessment will focus on your capabilities, rather than your disability. These assessments are free and will take around 3 hours to complete. You can choose to do the assessment in the way that best suits you, on the same day, or over a number of days, either face-to-face, or by video call. Remember that you can choose to have an advocate or support person with you during your assessment. Those applying to the NDIS for the first time will still need to complete an access request in one of the following ways. 1. Phone 1-800-800-110 and make a verbal access request. 2. Download and complete the access request form, ARF, on your computer and email it to VNDIA with supporting information, or 3. Download the ARF on your computer, print it out, and mail it to VNDIA with supporting information. If you need any further clarity, you can contact the NDIS on the above phone number, or you can check out all the information at www.ndis.gov.to. There is also a handy Q&A at www.ndis.gov.to web link. Organizations that can assist you with the NDIS application process include Furrows, Mission, BaptCare and Guide Dogs SAR. Beyond Blindness can of course assist you to fill out some of your application form, although your treating health professional will need to finalize it by providing accompanying reports. If you have any queries, please contact the Beyond Blindness office on 8367-6088. Adaptive Tech Corner. Envision Glasses. Let your glasses speak to you. A new high-tech product for people who are blind or vision impaired is now available in Australia. Envision Glasses are described as AI, artificial intelligence, for your eyes. They use the power of speech to make everyday life more accessible for any vision impairment. With features ranging from real-time text recognition to video calling, Envision Glasses opens the door for the future of wearable assistive technology. Envision was born from our desire to empower blind and vision impaired people with greater independence and access to the visual world, including things many of us take for granted, like reading text from a book, newspaper, magazine, computer, tablet or smartphone screen, perusing a product label, opening and reading a handwritten card or letter from a loved one, or running a business meeting without the need for assistance, said Karthik Mahadevan, CEO and co-founder of Envision. Envision glasses are a wearable device that provides the wearer to access all kinds of visual information around them. The glasses can recognize and speak out text, objects, people, colors, products, and much more. The glasses are lightweight, comfortable, have a 6-hour battery life, and through audio can assist with a variety of tasks, including reading pantry items, documents, describing your environment, finding objects, and calling trusted friends or support workers. Best of all, you don't have to ordinarily own or wear glasses to take advantage of their form factor. The learning curve is very minimal, and if you can use the basic iPhone gestures, then you can operate Envision, says Sam Taylor from Pacific Vision Australia. Imported and distributed in Australia by Pacific Vision, the Envision glasses have a retail price of $4,995. For more information on Envision glasses, visit o.onelowvision.com web link. A spotlight on. In each edition of Eye Contact, we will be featuring a story on one of our wonderful Beyond Blindness volunteers for members to get to know them a little better. Our volunteer for this edition is Robin Dowdle. A long-term volunteer, Robin has been part of the Beyond Blindness family for more than 28 years. Robin commenced her volunteering career with Blind Welfare, Beyond Blindness, when her husband Bob, who served in the Royal Australian Air Force, RAAF, was transferred back to Adelaide from WNSW some 29 years ago. During her time in WA, Robin volunteered on base for the RAAF Women's Association, providing assistance and support to the wives of servicemen. I was interested in joining the same association here in Adelaide, but it was a long way to the RAAF base and the Women's Association here operated differently. Robin responded to an ad she saw for Beyond Blindness in the local newspaper, The Messenger, seeking volunteers to assist with craft groups. With my children at high school and Bob working, I had time on my hands. I wanted somewhere I could help as well as a way of meeting local people, she said. Robin would work at Beyond Blindness each Wednesday, commencing in the morning with the weekly craft group and then heading across the road in the afternoon to the warehouse. Here she would assist with the sorting of donated items from the collection bins that would then be sold at the opportunity shop. We would get clothing and furniture items as well as a range of other things, even someone's marijuana stash on one occasion, she said. After the closure of the opportunity shop and warehouse, Robin continued to volunteer with the craft group on Wednesday mornings. We would have 20 to 30 people attending, making bath mats from huge bales of nylon thread that had to first be detangled, canework baskets, knitting, crocheting rugs and beadwork. Robin's husband sadly passed away a little over 18 months ago after a long period of illness, the result of his exposure to Agent Orange during his RAAF service in Vietnam. When asked what you have gained personally from volunteering with Beyond Blindness, Robin, choking back tears, replied, "Beyond Blindness is like family. The whole purpose is community and friendship. Volunteers get as much out of it as the members. We get back what we give, and we get it back in spades. When my husband got very sick, I was given the opportunity to have a carer to help me. I picked Wednesday mornings to have the carer so that I could keep coming into Beyond Blindness because I knew the people here would help me. Many knew my husband and the situation. So, as you can see, I have got as much out of this as anyone, and more. I'd recommend volunteering at Beyond Blindness to anyone. Oaks Liberty Apartment. Whether it's just an overnight or for a week, many members have taken the opportunity to stay in our Oaks Liberty Towers apartment in Glenelg. The fully self-contained two-bedroom apartment is the perfect place to relax, unwind and enjoy a break. A three-night stay will cost you $120, with any extra nights costing $80 per night. Members can stay in the apartment for a total of 7 nights per year at this ridiculously reduced rate. To ensure fairness, only one stay during a peak period such as Easter, Christmas and New Year's Eve is permitted. If you are considering a stay or have any queries, please give Deidara Gavroz a call at the Beyond Blindness office on 836-76088. Editor's comment. I hope you enjoyed this edition of your Beyond Blindness newsletter. If you would like to make a contribution to our next edition, please forward it on to the Beyond Blindness office or call 836-76088. Email, info@bindblindness.org.ho. Website, www.bindblindness.org.ho. Beyond Blindness Activities Calendar. Northeastern Areas Activities and Outings. Some transport will be available and pickup points can be organized. Activity fee of $3 applies to all activities. Bookings are essential. Contact Office, 8367-6088 or 8369-1350 to leave a message or email tamedblindness.org.ho. Monday. Monday Walking Group. At Lakeside Cafe, Oakden or the Res Cafe, Newton. You can walk or stay at the cafe and have morning tea and chat. Every Monday 10 a.m.-2 p.m., 31/04/2021-03, 10/17, the 24th of May 2021. Tuesday Beyond Blindness Performers. The choir and band attend the center for rehearsal. Fortnightly Tuesday 10:00 a.m.-2:00 p.m., 27th of April, 11 and the 25th of May 2021. Tuesday the golf club. An average day would be playing 9 holes and then off to the bakery for lunch. Fortnightly Tuesdays, 10 a.m.-2:00 p.m., 4, the 18th of May 2021. Wednesday craft and chat. Members participate in several different crafts but can also just come for coffee and a chat. Every Wednesday 10 a.m.-12:00 p.m., 5, 12, 19, the 26th of May 2021. Wednesday Bingo. We are not playing for sheep stations, just some chocolates and a bit of fun. Alternate Wednesdays 1:00 p.m.-2:00 p.m., 28th of April, 12 and the 26th of May 2021. Thursday Day Trips. The 29th of April 2021 Hope Inn for a lunch outing, 12:00 p.m.-2:30 p.m. The 6th of May 2021 Morning Tea at Red Cacao Sterling. Chocolate Tour with Lunch at Lobthal Bakery, 10 a.m.-3:00 p.m. The 13th of May 2021 Gawler Op Shop and Williston Hotel for Lunch, 10 a.m.-3:00 p.m. The 20th of May 2021 Birdwood Museum Driving Day and Sausage Sizzle Lunch, 10 a.m.-3:00 p.m. The 26th of May 2021 Tenpin Bowling and Woodville Hotel for Lunch, 10:30 and 2:30 p.m. Outer Suburb Lunch Outings. Transport will be available and pickup points can be organized. Activity fee of $3 applies to all activities. Bookings are essential. Contact office on 83676088 or 83691350 to leave a message or email tane@bindblindness.org.ho. The 7th of May 2021 Eastern Suburbs Lunch Outing to Finn McCool's, Norwood, 12:00 p.m.-2:00 p.m. The 14th of May 2021 Western Suburbs Lunch Outing to Schnitt House, Hilton, lunch specials start at $12.90 and yes, they do serve more than schnitzels, 12:00 p.m.-2:00 p.m. The 21st of May 2021 Southern Inner Suburbs Lunch Outing to Jama's Kitchen, they have got something new and exciting happening every day, 12:00 p.m.-2:00 p.m. The 28th of May 2021 Harvest of India Gawler, laid-back restaurant serving homestyle North Indian cuisine starting at $13. 12:00 p.m.-2:00 p.m. Southern Area Activities and Outings. Low Vision, Blind. Some transport may be available upon request and bookings are essential. Contact Tracy Reed 0438-051-223. Southern Social Group. Social group providing activities and entertainment, morning tea, volunteer transport available with Croft Christian Center. First Tuesday of the month from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., the 4th of May 2021, the 1st of June 2021, the 6th of July 2021. Southern Outings. Outings and lunches to locations in the southern area and surrounds, provided through volunteer transport. Various destinations. Third Tuesday of the month departs 10:00 a.m., the 18th of May 2021, the 15th of June 2021, the 20th of July 2021. Conversation Corner. Gatherings providing safe space for general conversation with a literary influence. Mockingbird Lounge Bookshop, Cafe Glenelg South. Last Monday of the month, 1:30 to 3:00 p.m., the 31st of May 2021, the 28th of June 2021, the 26th of July 2021. Men's Lunch. Men's Luncheon at Hotel Venue in Southern Area for members to lunch and chat. Supported by volunteers. Various venues. Third Wednesday of the month, 12:30 to 2:30, the 19th of May 2021, the 16th of June 2021, the 21st of July 2021. Victor Harbour Social Groups. Low Vision, Blind. Some transport may be available upon request and bookings are essential. Contact Tracy Reed 0438-051-223. Victor Men's Group. A general discussion group for men living with vision impairment in Victor Harbour and surrounding areas. The Crown Hotel, contact Tom Hugo, 0408491814. Tuesday 10:00 a.m. 11:30 a.m. 4:11:18:25/5/2021. Talking Book Club. An audiobook club for enjoyment and discussion. Victor Harbour Library, contact Paula Armstrong, 0413499835. Second Monday of the month 10:30 a.m., 12:00 p.m. The 12th of May 2021, the 14th of June 2021, the 12th of July 2021. VH Community Group. Providing general conversation, invited guest speakers and other social activities. 2 George Main Road, Victor Harbour, contact Paula Armstrong 0413499835. Second Tuesday of the month 1:00 to 3:00 p.m. The 11th of May 2021, the 15th of June 2021, the 13th of July 2021. Coffee and Chat. Providing a space for general conversation, discussion and support with adaptive technology. Hotel Victor Flinders Room. Contact Lauren Quinlan 0405424265. Angela Silla Schiller 7754@gmail.com. Supported by See With Me Volunteer Organization. Third Wednesday of the month 10:00 a.m., 12:00 p.m. The 19th of May 2021, the 16th of June 2021. The 21st of July 2021. The Travel Club. Transport will be available and pickup points can be organized. Bookings are essential. Contact Catherine 0409-010-233. The Travel Club. Second Saturday of the month 8:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m. The 8th of May 2021, Erambira Wildlife Park. Hotel Victor at Victor Harbour. The 12th of June 2021, Mini Jumbuke, Wool Factory, McLaren Vale, St. Francis Winery, Renella. The 10th of July 2021, The Bend Motorsport Park. Riverside Hotel, Tailham Bend. Country Music. Transport will be available and pickup points can be organized. Pickup starts from 9:30 a.m. Bookings are essential. Contact Beyond Blindness Office 836-7-6088. Third Sunday of the month, 12:00 PM, 4:00 PM, 16/5/2021, 20/6/2021, 20/7/2021. The very best of live country music at Playford Country Music Club.